Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton have finalized an agreement with House Republicans to testify in a House investigation into Jeffrey Epstein, bowing to the threat of a contempt of Congress vote against them. Hillary Clinton will testify before the House Oversight Committee on February 26th, and Bill Clinton will appear on February 27th.
Former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton finalized an agreement with Republicans to testify at the end of the month in a House investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. The Clintons were being threatened with a contempt of Congress vote against them. Majority Leader Steve Scalise says it wasn't just Republicans who wanted this.
Republicans and Democrats voting unanimously, which almost never happens in the Oversight Committee.
California Democrat Ted Lieu says it's a distraction. Bill Clinton was in the Epstein files, but so was Donald Trump.
Thousands and thousands of times. In those files, there's highly disturbing allegations of Donald Trump raping children, of Donald Trump threatening to kill children.
President Trump was asked about the Clintons being forced to testify.
I think it's a shame, to be honest. I always liked him. Her? Yeah. She's a very capable woman.
He praised Hillary Clinton for her debate skills. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A deal has been reached between lawyers for victims of Jeffrey Epstein and the Justice Department. The agreement is meant to protect the identities of nearly 100 women whose lives were allegedly harmed after the government began releasing millions of documents last week. One said the release of the records was life-threatening, while another said she'd gotten death threats and was forced to shut down her credit cards and banking accounts after their security was jeopardized. In other news, AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on the latest round of talks in the United Arab Emirates over ending the Russia-Ukraine war.
Envoys from Russia and Ukraine are set to meet in Abu Dhabi for another round of U.S.-brokered talks on ending the almost four-year war. The delegations are expected to be joined by U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Donald Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner. Officials say last month's talks in the United Arab Emirates capital yielded some progress, but no breakthrough on key issues. The latest talks are being held amid Ukrainian outrage over major Russian attacks on its energy system. A recent overnight bombardment included hundreds of drones and a record 32 ballistic missiles, wounding at least 10 people. It came despite Ukraine's understanding that Russian President Vladimir Putin had told Trump he would temporarily halt strikes on Ukraine's power grid. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Investigators found signs of forced entry at the Tucson, Arizona home of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's missing 84-year-old mother.
That's according to a person familiar with the investigation who spoke to the Associated Press. Pima County Sheriff Chris Nano says Nancy Guthrie did not leave that home on her own, and they have processed it as a crime scene.
We look for things like that, blood, DNA, any kind of physical evidence, fingerprints, anything.
He adds,
so far that what we found from that lab is nothing that would tell us this is who did this.
He wouldn't answer questions about a kidnapping or ransom. Meanwhile, FBI Special Agent John Edwards says they're assisting.
The FBI is doing everything in our power to bring Nancy Guthrie home.
Savannah Guthrie is asking for prayers. Authorities say her mother takes life-saving medication, which she has been without and needs. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
In May 2024, Donald Trump was convicted of 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to conceal a hush money payment to adult film actor Stormy Daniels. He was sentenced to an unconditional discharge, meaning he was spared punishment, but his conviction remains intact. Trump has been trying to get the case moved from state court in New York to federal court, where he can try to have the case thrown out on presidential immunity grounds. But on two occasions, U.S. District Judge Alvin Hellerstein ruled that the case would be kept in state court. A federal appeals court said Hellerstein erred by not considering whether certain evidence in the case related to official acts as president, for which Trump could claim presidential immunity. Hellerstein will hear arguments in the case today. I'm Donna Warder.
U.S. Central Command says a Navy jet fighter shot down an Iranian drone after it aggressively approached a U.S. aircraft carrier in the Arabian Sea. The shootdown occurred within hours of another incident in which Iranian forces harassed a U.S.-flagged merchant vessel in the Strait of Hormuz. But in Washington, the White House says talks planned between Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Iranian officials are still on. And President Trump says,
they are negotiating, they'd like to do something, and we'll see if something is going to be done. They had a chance to do something a while ago, and it didn't work out, and we did Midnight Hammer. I don't think they want that happening again, but they would like to negotiate. We are negotiating with them right now, yes.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The House has passed a roughly $1.2 trillion spending package to end the partial government shutdown. This sets the stage for a debate in Congress over Homeland Security funding. The bill only covers 2 weeks of funding for the Department of Homeland Security. Texas Democrat Lizzie Fletcher says there should be a higher priority.
We don't have 2 weeks. When Americans are being killed, detained, harassed, and silenced by their government.
President Trump says he wants the debate to include getting rid of sanctuary cities.
I can't believe in Minnesota that they want to have murderers walking all over the streets. I just don't believe it. Maybe somebody says it's good politics. I don't think it's good politics.
Democrats want a code of conduct for federal agents, no masks, and a requirement officers show identification. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Donald Trump is demanding a $1 billion payment from Harvard University to end his prolonged standoff with the Ivy League school, doubling the amount he previously sought as both sides appear to move further away from reaching a deal. Last June, Trump said a deal was just days away and that Harvard had acted extremely appropriately. Trump later said an agreement was being finalized that would require Harvard to put $500 million towards the creation of a series of trade schools rather than a payment to the government. Now, after the New York Times reported that Trump had dropped his demand for a financial payment, Trump has doubled down on social media, saying Harvard has been behaving very badly. Trump says the university must pay the government directly as part of any deal, something Harvard has opposed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More than 184,000 people have signed a petition calling on the NFL to denounce the potential presence of Immigration and Customs Enforcement at the game between the Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots at Levi's Stadium in the San Francisco Bay Area. The liberal group Move On plans to deliver the petition to the league's New York City headquarters today. Two NFL officials speaking on condition of anonymity said ICE is not expected to be among the more than a dozen DHS-related agencies providing security at the game. Still, many worry that President Trump and his MAGA allies who lead DHS could change their minds ahead of Sunday's game. Bad Bunny, the halftime show's headliner, is expected to address the moment. Trump has said he doesn't plan to attend this year's Super Bowl and called Bad Bunny a terrible choice. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
NASA's long-awaited mission to send astronauts to the moon for the first time in 54 years is off until at least March because of leaking hydrogen fuel. The space agency announcing the news Tuesday following a critical fueling test of its giant moon rocket in Florida. At Monday's dress rehearsal, hydrogen was seeping from the base of the rocket. That went into overtime Tuesday because of all the problems. Arizona State University space professor Lori Leshin says NASA put safety first.
The great thing about the moon is you get a launch period every month, so that if we slip to March or to April, it's no big deal.
With their moonshot launch now off until at least March 6th, the three Americans and one Canadian astronaut can now emerge from quarantine. I'm Julie Walker.
The first husband of former First Lady Jill Biden has been charged with killing his wife at their Delaware home in late December. William Stevenson was married to Jill Biden from 1970 to 1975. The 77-year-old remains in jail after failing to post a $500,000 bail after his arrest Monday on first-degree murder charges. Stevenson is charged with killing 64-year-old Linda Stevenson on December 28th. Police were called to the home for a reported domestic dispute incident after 11 p.m. and found the victim, unresponsive in the living room. Stevenson was charged in a grand jury indictment after a weeks-long investigation by detectives in the Delaware Department of Justice. Attorneys for Tyler Robinson, the man charged with shooting Charlie Kirk, are asking a state judge to block graphic videos of the shooting from being shown in court and are asking that cameras be barred, arguing that biased news outlets could taint the case. Prosecutors and Kirk's widow want to keep the proceedings open, citing the need for transparency. Defense attorneys are also seeking to have local prosecutors disqualified. One of the reasons was because the daughter of one prosecutor was at the rally where Kirk was shot. Utah County Attorney Jeffrey Gray was also asked to explain why he mentioned seeking the death penalty early on.
The more delay, then it just creates all this unnecessary public speculation and everything else.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks closed lower on Wall Street after a mixed day of trading. The S&P 500 fell 0.8% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back 166 points. That's about 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite lost 1.4%. NVIDIA, Microsoft, and other big tech stocks fell. So did software companies that investors saw as potential losers to competitors powered by artificial intelligence. Most stocks in the S&P 500 rose, including Palantir Technologies, which reported a better profit than expected. Gold and silver prices bounced higher following their latest sell-off. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Disney is naming Parks Chief Josh D'Amaro as its next CEO, succeeding Bob Iger. D'Amaro has served as Disney Experiences Chairman, spearheading efforts for the company's theme parks, cruises, and resorts. The decision on the next chief executive at Disney comes almost 4 years after the company's choice to replace Iger went badly, forcing Iger back into the job. Only 2 years after stepping down as CEO, Iger returned to Disney in 2022 after a period of clashes, missteps, and a weakening financial performance under his hand-picked successor, Bob Chapek. D'Amaro will now become the ninth Disney CEO in the more than 100-year-old company's history. I'm Julie Walker.
For Best in Show at the 150th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is the Doberman Pinscher.
Penny the Doberman Pinscher won Best in Show Tuesday night at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show in New York. It's the U.S. show dog's most coveted prize. The 4-year-old Doberman came out on top after some 2,500 dogs, spanning more than 200 breeds, strutted their stuff at the show. Veteran handler Andy Linton says, "Penny is as great a Doberman as I've ever seen." Runner-up went to a Chesapeake Bay Retriever named Coda. Audio courtesy Fox Sports. I'm Donna Warder.
The 2028 LA Olympics could be coming to you. Six cities across the U.S. will be hosting soccer games as part of the Summer Games. Organizers say New York, New York, Columbus, Ohio, Nashville, Tennessee, St. Louis, Missouri, plus San Diego and San Jose in California will host group stage games in existing Major League Soccer stadiums. The schedule for both the women's and men's soccer tournaments, including the dates and match distribution per stadium, will be announced before the first ticket drop in April. That ticket window is open through March. The Rose Bowl in Pasadena was previously confirmed to host knockout and medal games. I'm Julie Walker.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. James Harden is headed to Cleveland. The Clippers agreed to send the 11-time All-Star to the Cavaliers in exchange for fellow All-Star guard Darius Garland. 2-time All-Star big Jaren Jackson Jr. was traded from the Grizzlies to the Jazz in an 8-player deal that includes 3 draft picks. The Celtics added 2-time All-Star big Nikola Vucevic and center guard Anfernee Simons back to the Bulls. On the court, the Pistons outlasted the Nuggets 124-121 behind 29 points from Cade Cunningham. Stephen Curry is teaming up with LeBron James and Kevin Durant at the NBA All-Star Game as part of the new U.S. versus the World format. And NFL, Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts threw 3 touchdown passes in flag football as the NFC beat the AFC 66-52 in the Pro Bowl games. Speed skater Aaron Jackson and bobsledder Frank Del Duca have been chosen as the U.S. flag bearers for the Milan Cortina Olympics opening ceremony on Friday. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee announced the names on Tuesday. Jackson is the first black woman to win an individual gold medal at a Winter Olympics. Del Duca, a sergeant in the Army with deep Italian roots, is the first bobsledder in 70 years to carry the flag. The opening ceremony will be unique, with events spread across several Italian cities. Lindsey Vonn is confident she can compete at the upcoming Milan Cortina Winter Olympics despite the left knee injury she sustained in a crash 4 days ago. Vonn says she completely ruptured her ACL, has bone bruising plus meniscal damage. She's had 3 days of physical therapy and consultations with doctors. Vonn has been skiing with a brace on her knee. She says, quote, "It feels stable, it feels strong." Vonn crashed in a downhill in Crans-Montana, Switzerland, on Friday and ended up in the safety nets. Three Southern Alberta Mustangs junior hockey players were killed Monday morning in a vehicle crash while heading to practice. RCMP said it responded to the crash at an intersection with Highway 2 in Stavely, about an hour's drive south of Calgary. JJ Wright and Cameron Casorso, both 18 years old from Kamloops, British Columbia, and 17-year-old Caden Fina, Birmingham, Alabama, were killed. RCMP said the crash involved a northbound semi-truck pulling gravel and a small passenger vehicle going east. The driver of the semi, a 40-year-old man from Stavely, sustained minor injuries. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The latest group of Palestinians returning to Gaza arrived in Khan Yunis early Wednesday after the reopening of the Rafah border crossing with Egypt earlier this week. Many hoped its reopening would bring relief to the war-battered territory, but for the first few Palestinians allowed to cross, it proved more harrowing than a homecoming. Samar, one returnee, says, "The whole journey is exhausting. Since we left 2 o'clock yesterday, we've been standing. We're tired, so tired." "Don't you dare emigrate," she shouts. "No one should leave. Enough suffering, enough pain. 2 years we've been in agony, in pain, in hospitals, in poverty." Three women from the first group of Palestinians to re-enter told the Associated Press that Israeli troops blindfolded, handcuffed, and interrogated them for hours after they crossed. Asked about the allegations, the Israeli military said it wasn't aware of any inappropriate conduct or mistreatment. China will ban hidden door handles on cars, commonly used on Tesla's electric vehicles and many other EV models. Officials say all car doors will have to include a mechanical release function for handles, except for the tailgate. AP reporter Eduardo Castillo explains why.
Chinese authorities are saying that the reason behind this decision is to address safety security concerns, basically because there have been some accidents involving allegedly some door problems. In more simple terms, that the doors didn't work and people couldn't get out.
The new requirement will take effect on January 1st, 2027, while car makers with already approved models will have until January 1st, 2029 to comply. Hospital officials in Gaza say Israeli fire has killed at least 17 Palestinians, most of them women and children. Meanwhile, Israel says militant gunfire has injured an Israeli soldier. 11 of the Palestinian deaths came as Israeli troops fired on a building in the Tufar neighborhood in North Gaza. Many of those killed were members of the same family. The latest Palestinian death since an October 10th ceasefire, which has been punctuated by deadly Israeli strikes. Gaza's health ministry says more than 530 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire since the deal took effect. The attacks and the escalating death toll have rocked the US-backed truce and caused Palestinians in the Strip to say they don't feel like the war has ended. Mediators have condemned the attacks and Hamas has called them violations of the deal. But Israel's military says it is responding to Hamas violations or militant attacks on its soldiers. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Peter Mandelson, a long-standing British politician and former UK ambassador to Washington, is quitting the UK House of Lords. His decision to stand down comes amid questions over his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. The Speaker of the House of Lords has said Mandelson will retire effective Wednesday. He faces a potential police investigation over claims he passed sensitive government information to Epstein. Prime Minister Keir Starmer told his cabinet that he was appalled by the revelations in the news newly released Epstein files and was concerned there are more details still to emerge. The files suggest Mandelson shared market-sensitive information about the 2008 financial crisis. Mandelson resigned from the Labour Party on Sunday to avoid further embarrassment. Detectives are assessing whether Mandelson should face a criminal investigation over leak to the late sex offender. Sarah's Trust, a charity founded by the former Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson, is closing down following the release of emails between Ferguson and the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The charity, which focused on improving the lives of women and children, said in a statement late on Monday that it will close for the foreseeable future. The emails were released on Friday by the U.S. Department of Justice. They revealed that Ferguson remained in contact with Epstein long after his 2008 conviction for soliciting prostitution from an underage girl. In the email exchanges, Ferguson referred to Epstein as a legend. Lawyer Mark Stevens explained the scale of the Epstein scandal.
We know that Epstein collected powerful people the way others collect frequent flyer points. But the receipts are now in public, and some might wish they'd travelled less.
Ferguson is the ex-wife of the former Prince Andrew, who was stripped of his royal titles due to his own links with Epstein. The offices of Elon Musk's social media platform X are being searched by French prosecutors. The search is part of an investigation which was opened in January 2025 into alleged offences, including spreading child sexual abuse images and deepfakes. The investigation began in January last year and involves the prosecutor's cybercrime unit. Prosecutors are looking into alleged complicity in possessing and spreading pornographic images of minors, among other charges. They've asked Elon Musk and former CEO Linda Yaccarino to attend voluntary interviews on April the 20th. Employees of X have also been summoned as witnesses. Europol is supporting the French authorities in this investigation. I'm Karen Chemas.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.